What about the horses?
Two gone. Swept away with the stable before I could cut them loose. Drove the others up the hill. They'll be all right.
In a room at the University of Calgary, actors Jesse Lipscomb and Janelle Cooper are rehearsing a scene from a new play in embryo about the black Alberta cowboy, John Ware.
Are the children all right?
Nettie's frightened. Robert? Yes, they're all frightened. Except for Billy, he never woke up.
Lipscomb, who is playing John Ware, is from Edmonton. But he first heard about Ware while attending Morehouse College in the U.S.
The first time I heard about him was actually in Atlanta, which I felt kind of silly being minutes from it. Yeah. But nonetheless, yeah, he's known there for sure. Wow. I mean, not to the point of, you know, like a Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. It's a small chapter in the back, but mm-hmm. I do recall him being mentioned, and because it was an Alberta story. And at that time, when I was in college, many, many years ago, I remember the Alberta-John Ware connection, and it wasn't much more than that, but that mm-hmm. sparked my interest for sure.
John Ware was born into slavery in South Carolina around 1845. Not much else is known about his early life. After the U.S. Civil War, he made his way to Texas, became an expert horseman, and worked as a cowboy. In 1882, he came north to Canada on a massive cattle drive. Author and historian Cheryl Fogo.
And he had already proved himself down in Texas, working really hard to do so. And somebody gave him a chance and said, yeah, I'll hire you on for this drive. And it was like when he came over the border and he saw the endless space and easygoing kind of relationship that he could have with people relative to what he had had in the southern U.S., he thought it seemed like a good place. He really did fall in love with it.
Growing up in Calgary, a member of the city's tiny black community, Fogo herself was in love with the legends of the cowboys.
Myself, my brother and I was a cowgirl and he was a cowboy, and we would spend hours and hours playing cowboys. And then coming to a place where we felt that there really wasn't a place for us in that world. Later on, when my brother went to the Glenbow Museum for the first time and saw the John Ware display there and came home and told me, very excitedly told me about realizing that cowboy we had actually heard of. We had actually mm-hmm. heard of a cowboy named John Ware. That's how obsessed we were. Becoming aware that he was a black cowboy gave me a real point of interest. So
Cheryl Fogo has been collecting information about John Ware and other pioneers of the black community in Alberta for years. As a child, she knew John Ware's children, themselves community elders.
I mean, John was a larger-than-life figure, right?
Yes.
How was he seen? How was...
John Ware was a very popular figure, ultimately. He had to work pretty hard to get there. When he first came here, it wasn't exactly a bastion of tolerance. And there had been an incident in Calgary just before he arrived where a black man was arrested and convicted and hung all in the same day for a murder that he may or may not have committed. And that was kind of the atmosphere that John Ware stepped into. He had to work hard to become that beloved figure that he became, but he was very loved. I have no doubt. Some people have doubts about that. I don't. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, come on, you know, it couldn't really have been. It rings true for me.
Fogo has returned to the subject of John Ware with a new work. The piece, a multimedia presentation which may become a stage play, is called Reimagining John Ware, the True West, Black and Free.
You'd better get him up to the Beresfoot's place.
I should. Good rub down with a blanket and he'll be his old self. Won't you, boy? Poor old Bismarck.
Most of the stories about John Ware emphasize his almost superhuman strength and horsemanship. Cheryl Fogo wants to humanize the man behind the myth. She's chosen to focus her story on the relationship between John Ware and his wife, Mildred.
I'm very interested in a woman who hated horses and hated cows and hated the isolation, but who loved this man so much that she was willing to make that her life. I think there's story in that.
Are you all right?
You know what I'm going to say.
A flood could happen anywhere, Millie. This could have happened in the city.
You'd better get him up to the Beresfoot's place.
I should.
Cheryl Fogo has shared her passion for Alberta's black history with her daughter, Miranda Martini. Miranda composed an original song for Reimagining John Ware and provides live music during the performance.
I was expecting it to be tough, but in the end it kind of wrote itself just because, you know, looking at my mom's notes for the piece and also doing some of my own research, I just immediately found that conflict of do we stay here in this very wild, dangerous place, or do we go somewhere where John, where he can never really be happy, closer mm-hmm. to the city, that conflict just is already so emotional and so powerful yeah. that the lyrics kind of came naturally and then the melody followed.
Do you notice?
John and Mildred Ware had 5 children while living on their southern Alberta ranch. Unfortunately, none of them had offspring, so the Ware line in Alberta has come to an end. John Ware himself died in 1905. He died as he lived, riding his horse. The horse stumbled and rolled over on Ware. His funeral in Calgary was the largest the city had ever seen. His name lives on, at a Calgary public school, a mountain, a river, and now in a new commemorative stamp issued by the Canadian Post Office. Cheryl Fogo hopes that her reimagined life of John Ware and his family will also live on. She thinks it would be an ideal project for the 100th anniversary of the Calgary Stampede, the city's annual celebration of cowboy and western culture that takes place this coming July.
Fathoms deep in mud and soil, I see in the lines upon your face, dear, that sweet girl I built a life for. Now a woman worn with patience, baptized in the flood and toil, but the sky above is big enough to wrap us both up safe and sound. And next year's green is singing to you if you put your ear right to the ground.
And the stars will shiver when I whisper sweet things to you. And there's always a better year away beyond the blue.
And there you have a report about the life of Alberta cowboy John Ware, prepared for us by our Calgary correspondent, Frank Racco.